We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Inexpensive for small businesses. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $620,000. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I can pop a beer in here, right?
Your cousin from Boston.
This here is Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's my go-to beer. Not too heavy, not too... Oh, boy. Oh, that's... Whoopsie-daisy. Oh, no. Is there somebody... Somebody that can help? Come on in the room. It just... You pour it right in the keyboard. Relax. I spill beer on my computer all the time. Sam Adams Boston Lager. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Drink responsibly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
It's the $750,000 luxury car and promo cash giveaway Fridays and Saturdays this spring at the Fitz. A ton of promo cash and, on designated Saturdays, a brand new Mercedes, Lexus, BMW, Audi, Lincoln, and Infiniti. All that promo cash, all those cars. How do you win? The usual. You come in, you play, you win promo cash or a car. You know, just another day at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right. I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle is producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and window.
I hope you enjoyed the first part of last night, because the first part of last night, you know, that 7-9 window, it went remarkably well. Grizzlies blew out the Dallas Mavericks inside FedEx Forum. Then we turned our attention to the West Coast, and things didn't go as well. Lakers beat the Knicks. Warriors beat the Suns. So the standings, as it pertains to those teams, didn't change at all. Still, it's all set up for Sunday for the most part. Grizzlies going to have to win inside the Chase Center to secure the eighth spot in the Western Conference standings. We'll talk all about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Sam Quinn's going to join me. Covers the NBA for CBS Sports. So I'll talk to him about a number of things, including the Grizzlies and the latest reports on LeBron James, who is, quote, unlikely to return to the lineup tonight against the Rockets. Remember, he was supposed to come back yesterday. That didn't happen. Then it was going to be today. Now it looks like that might not happen. Sam Quinn going to be here in the next segment. Finish that. I'll take a break. Come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Tennessee last night. Became the latest state to pass a bill allowing college athletes to earn money for the use of their name, image, and likeness, but it might not go into effect a year too late to give Memphis a true advantage. I'll explain why around 444. Syracuse transfer Quincy Guerrier has cut his list of possible destinations to four schools. The Tigers are one of them. I'll tell you about that a little later on this hour. We have a national emergency on our hands. Chick-fil-A is facing a sauce shortage, so don't go there trying to get an extra Polynesian sauce. That's not happening right now. Get into this nightmare just before 5 o'clock. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced class of 2021 inductees, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, Tina Turner, the last of whom was raised right here in West Tennessee. That's who headlines the group. I'll tell you about it during Four Notable Stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Coggins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to. Did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies. Performance last night inside FedEx Forum. Super, super duper. The Grizz were slight underdogs at tip-off. They were only up 3 points at halftime, but they blew the game open in the final two quarters. Outscored Dallas 73-47 in the second half.
won the game 133-104. It was a rout downtown. Luka Doncic missed 12 of the 16 shots he attempted, fell on his back diving after a ball. He was 0 of 4 from three-point range, finished with just 12 points. He had 5 turnovers. He was a team worst, minus 23. Meantime, Ja Morant finished with 24 points, 8 assists, and he only had to play 29 minutes, which is good. That's the fewest amount of minutes he's played in an 8-game stretch. Dylan Brooks added 24 points. John Kotchar got 18 off the bench and was plus 36 in 26 minutes. The Grizzlies shot 57.3% from the field, 48.5% from three, 93.8% from the line. Just a terrific all-around performance in front of what I gather was the best crowd of the season. Did it look that way to you, Big Bet Bennett? It wasn't a great crowd like in normal times.
Right.
It was an awful crowd for normal times. But relative to what's been allowed this season because of this dumb pandemic, I'm told it was the best crowd of the season. True or false?
I think that's close to accurate. It was a nice crowd last night for sure.
Did they provide energy for the hometown franchise?
You know, it again, like it's I mean, I guess so, but you know, when it's like less than half of the arena that's full, it's kind of tough.
The Sixers are going up to 50% capacity. When are we going to 50% capacity?
I bet next week.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet next week they're going to have a big crowd for if they get a game here at FedEx Forum.
Let's do 100% capacity. I'm done caring.
Let's go.
I'm done caring.
I'm ready.
The only people at real risk are the unvaccinated. And as I've made it clear, I no longer care about the unvaccinated. You're on your own, far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
I cry no tears for you.
Yeah, no, I think because next week the restrictions become a little bit lesser, and so I think we'll have a bigger crowd next week.
Clearly not going to go to 100%, but maybe 50.
I think so.
Maybe 50.
Yeah.
That'd be good news. So the Grizzlies are now 36-33, just 3 games left to play. They're guaranteed to finish at least .500 in the season, guaranteed to play a 73rd game next week. They're currently alone in 9th in the West, still a half game back of the Warriors, and that's because
Warriors. I hate them.
Upset the Phoenix Suns last night. Final score at the Chase Center, 122-116, Golden State. Steph got 21. Andrew Wiggins got 38? What in the world?
He's, like, good.
He's good?
He's, like, a good basketball player.
38 points
from Wiggins. We can't make fun of Andrew Wiggins anymore.
Well, give it time.
Okay.
Give it time. Why can't we trust the Suns to handle their business?
I don't know. It's going to be tough, man. It is. It's going to be tough.
You have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton. Handle your business.
The problem is Steph is, like, different level right now.
You know what I think? I actually think he has always been different level.
I think that's accurate.
And the Kevin Durant years probably cost him things.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of scoring titles.
Of course.
And MVPs and, like, Steph could maybe be a 3- or 4-time MVP right now.
That's true. He definitely took a backseat a little bit for that to make that whole thing work.
It's just like you don't have to go out and get 40 when you got Kevin Durant on your team. But when you don't have Kevin Durant on your team and you don't have Klay Thompson on your team, now you do need to go out and get 40, 50. And he obviously didn't do that last night, but he's capable of doing it any night.
Yes.
He is that kind of talent. So can't trust Phoenix to handle their business. And then we can't trust the stupid Knicks to handle their business.
Yeah,
they
unfortunate.
Lose to the Lakers 101-99 in overtime. Andre Drummond got 16 points, 18 rebounds. Marc Gasol played 17 minutes, didn't take a shot, which is a trend. This dude, Marc Gasol, has played 35 minutes in the Lakers' past 2 games and attempted 0 shots.
He's a team guy.
He's a pouty Marc. That's pouty Marc. That's pouty Marc. If you go look at his game log for this entire season, he actually did not take a shot in his first game with the Lakers against the Clippers. Didn't take a shot, like 12 minutes, whatever. But it is infrequent that he actually attempts 0 field goals.
Right.
He's done it in 2 straight games now. Pouty Marc.
Yeah, I think of pouty Marc.
This is what Kevin Love did a couple weeks ago.
Remember
when he just said, I'm not shooting anymore? If you guys want to make me be a part of this dumb team, I'm not going to take any more shots. Well, now Marc Gasol has reached that point with the Lakers. He got pouty when they brought in Andre Drummond. Hurt his feelings a little bit.
Yeah, he said he didn't like that too much.
It hurt his feelings a little bit. So the Lakers beat the Knicks and are now 39-30 with a game against the crappy Rockets tonight.
Good night.
In other words, they're going to get to 40 wins,
mm-hmm.
which means they're going to finish no worse than 7th because the Grizz and Warriors cannot get to 40 wins. That means they're fighting for 8th. And now things are pretty clear cut. Like, the Grizzlies cannot finish 8th without winning at Golden State on Sunday.
Yes.
They have to win at Golden State on Sunday.
Yeah, I think what you're going to end up seeing this week is you go all in on that first Sacramento game tomorrow night, and then Friday night's probably a rest night.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can. There's a scenario where you can lose twice to the Kings.
And still be
8th. You would need the Warriors to lose to the Pelicans, which may happen. You never
know. No, I know. Trust me.
It could happen.
It's not happening.
It could happen. But more likely, the Warriors will beat the Pelicans on Friday. And that means you need to split with the Kings and then go win at Golden State on Sunday. And the best path toward that is to win tomorrow night and then rest everybody on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, a starting lineup, let Justice Winslow start at the point. I don't care.
Yeah, see, the only problem with that, though, is to what you said, like the Warriors are playing the Pelicans that night. So what if they did lose that game? And 'cause if they lose that game, then can't you get 8 by winning both Sacramento games?
You cannot get to 8
it's
without
not gonna
winning
matter.
Because you'd lose the tiebreaker still.
Right, okay.
Because then Golden State, if Golden State beats the Grizzlies on Sunday, they are guaranteed to get to 38 wins.
Yeah.
And if the Grizzlies swept the Kings, they would be at 38, but then they would take a 34th loss Sunday at Golden State. Golden State and the Grizzlies would both have 38 wins. Golden State would have the tiebreaker.
Right, okay.
The key is you have to win at Golden State. It's actually impossible to finish 8th without winning at Golden State on Sunday. So the way you go about it, you know, if we're drawing it up, best case scenario,
mm-hmm.
handle your business tomorrow night. And then play nobody on Friday. I mean, like, if you told me the starting lineup is involves Justice Winslow, Killian Tilly, like, I don't care.
Right.
Like, just – and then here's the deal. There's a scenario where you're more rested heading into Sunday's game than the Warriors are.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go out to the Chase Center and you try to get that win. And then you're in the 7-8 game, which at this moment – would have you playing at Staples Center against the Lakers next Tuesday or Wednesday. And then if you'd win that one, you're the 7th seed. And if you lose it, you come back home. And at this moment, you would host either the Warriors or the Spurs. So this is setting up, if it unfolds the way we want it to unfold, where the Grizzlies could have postseason games next week against the Lakers and the Warriors, against LeBron and Steph Curry. I don't want to say that's as good as it gets. As good as it gets would be you're the one seed in the West. You're not even worried about this play-in tournament stuff.
Right.
But once you're – if you're just looking for what's the easiest thing to get excited for, not what's the best way for the Grizzlies to actually make the playoffs, but what provides awesome moments for us to experience next week, finish 8th, Lakers 7th, go play LeBron and the Lakers at Staples Center on Tuesday, Wednesday. Win that game. That'd be great. But even if you lose it, you come back home, you get another shot to secure the 8th seed by beating, preferably, the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry inside FedEx Forum. So that's where we're at with 3 games left in the regular season. What's going on with LeBron James' ankle? I'm going to ask Sam Quinn that next. You're listening to Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. Zero fee on select phones. Limit one free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
We're all on this planet together. So join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you. So you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and if you place a $1 money line wager on the Braves or the Blue Jays, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. And after the baseball's left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on the Blue Jays or the Braves and either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram.
The state of Tennessee became the latest last night to pass a bill that will allow college athletes to profit off of their name, image, and likeness rights, but it will not go into effect until July 1st, 2022. So Memphis could be operating at a disadvantage for the next year. We'll get into that story in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he covers the NBA for CBS Sports. It's Sam Quinn making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Sam, the initial reports were LeBron James was going to make his return last night against the New York Knicks. That did not happen. Then it was he's going to make his return tonight against the Houston Rockets. LeBron now has said via Twitter that also will not happen. If you're a Lakers fan, how concerned should you be that the Lakers could be playing a play-in game, you know, in a week, and LeBron James still apparently isn't healthy enough to play?
You know, the thing that's concerning me more than anything is these conflicting reports, right? Like, I mean, it was a day or two ago where we're hearing, oh, LeBron looks great. You know, he's pain-free in these workouts. He's probably going to play on Tuesday against the Knicks. Well, now it's Wednesday, and he's not going to play tonight against the Rockets either. It reminds me a little bit of how it went when he hurt his groin a few years ago, and just nobody was really sure how healthy he was. And then he came back, and he was kind of himself at times, and at other times he didn't really look right, and they end up shutting him down for the season. So, honestly, at this point, we really don't know. And it kind of depends on matchups, right? I mean, the play-in itself, assuming LeBron is on the floor for that game, I wouldn't be super concerned. Like, I think with 80% of LeBron or 70% of LeBron, they should still be able to beat, you know, the Warriors, the Spurs, the Grizzlies. Like, these are good teams, but they shouldn't be able, they should be able to hang with, you know, teams in that 8, 9, 10 range. The real concern for me comes in where, like, what if they're 6 and the Clippers are 3 and, you know, you're throwing the two best teams into the West, into the Thunderdome in the first round? Like, that's where I start to get really concerned. Because LeBron now, at most, is going to have 4 games to ramp up and maybe only 2. Like, if they jump up to 6, you know, obviously there's an advantage in not playing in the play-in round. But then you only get 2 games for him to warm up before the playoffs. So, yeah, I would be pretty concerned right now if I were the Lakers.
So if you could manipulate this, would you tell the Lakers they're better off just finishing 7th as opposed and being in the play-in as opposed to finishing 6 and matching up with the Clippers in round 1?
I personally agree with that. I understand the people who just say, get out of the play-in. You don't want to risk being in the play-in. But, like, I hate to say this, it's overly simplistic, but if you can't beat the Warriors or you can't beat the Grizzlies or you can't beat the Pelicans, you probably weren't winning the championship anyway. So I think being a little strategic about it and saying, we want to put off the Clippers as long as possible. And you know what? The other thing is, people are forgetting this because he's been so good the last few games. You don't want to play Anthony Davis in a back-to-back this weekend either, right? Like, presumably, if you say we're okay with number 7, you can sit Anthony Davis out at least once. You can experiment with lineups a bit more. They've been using Montrezl Harrell and Marc Gasol together lately. So I just think all in all, if your goal is strictly win the championship, not just advance as far as humanly possible, you can get a little strategic about it. And I just say avoid the Clippers at all costs. We saw them play the Suns on Sunday without LeBron and beat them. I don't think the Lakers are particularly concerned with the Suns. They're just too small to beat a team with Anthony Davis. And, you know, if you assume LeBron is playing at even like 70 or 80%. So I just think my strategy would be avoid the Clippers at all costs.
So do you tie these things together at all? Is it possible if the Lakers really wanted to get the 6, LeBron would have played last night or tonight, but because they're happy to, you know, perhaps finish 7th, hey, just sit another one out, King. It's not a big deal.
I mean, this is some galaxy brain stuff,
sure.
Right? I mean, I think it's possible, but you also have to look at who they're playing, right? Like, they're playing the Rockets. Even without LeBron,
right,
they're probably favored in that game, right? I mean, now, unless Davis was questionable on the injury report earlier, we don't know for sure if he's going to play yet. If Davis sits out too, I wonder if there would really, like, that would really indicate, okay, maybe they want to be number 7. Maybe they want to use the playing game as a ramp up, get Phoenix in the first round, and put off the Clippers as long as possible. At this point, if that was the move, you'd get the Clippers in the second round as the 3 seed. But I also think there's a part of them that wonders, like, what if the Clippers fall to 4 and we could really avoid them all the way until the Western Conference Finals? I don't think they're worried about Phoenix. I don't think they're worried about Utah. I think there are 2 teams in the entire NBA that they really view as something close to equals, like, teams that they really need to worry about, and that's the Clippers and the Nets.
They're talking to Sam Quinn from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter at SamQuinnCBS. On the Nets, James Harden is possibly making his return to the lineup tonight. Whether that happens or not, the truth is that Brooklyn is going to go into the playoffs having played very few games with Kevin, Kyrie, and James on the court together. How much, if at all, does that matter, or is this a thing where you put 3 Hall of Famers in their prime on the court together, they're going to be able to outscore just about anybody they play?
Well, the truth of the matter is we really don't know because there's no precedent for this in NBA history, right? Like, look back at NBA champions. For the most part, it's teams that have been together for a little while. And when they haven't been, like, either it'll happen in the second year, like it did for LeBron or with the Heat, or you have a situation like the 2008 Celtics, where Pierce, Garnett, and Allen come together, but they play like 70 games together that entire season. So they have that whole year to build up together. We've never seen anything like this where a team's going into the playoffs with its 3 best players playing. I guess if all 3 of them play their last 3 games, it would be 10 games together going into the playoffs. It's concerning, but the truth of the matter is, like, we really don't know because we've never seen anything like this. So if you ask me, I would say the Nets are probably the favorites in the East. But the range of outcomes for them is so huge. Like, I could see a scenario where they just waltz through the playoffs and go 16-2, 16-3, just totally dominate everybody on their talent. Or you could talk me into them losing in the second round to the Bucks, right? Like, obviously James Harden didn't play in those last two games against Milwaukee, but the Bucks just beat them twice and scored pretty much at will against them. So I could see that happening too. So I hate to say that I don't know, but really I don't know because this has never happened before.
There are some who are dismissive of Brooklyn as a real title contender based on the idea that they don't guard anybody. The theory would be rooted in you're not just going to be able to outscore everybody 138, 135. But is that true? Like, you're a smart guy when it comes to this sport. Can they just outscore people and win a championship?
I mean, we've never seen an offense like this. I mean, people want to compare it to the Warriors. People want to compare it to, you know, any number of other great offenses. No, the Nets are in a class by themselves on offense. There has never been a team in NBA history that has had three shot creators at this level. And even if you look beyond Harden, Durant, and Irving, just look at the aggregate shooting on that team, right? Like, there are nights where Landry Shamet just isn't going to play. Landry Shamet is like a 40-plus percent three-point shooter. Joe Harris has been hovering around 50% all year. Like, I don't think that you could win a championship if you were literally dead last in defense. But the Nets over the last few months have, like, hovered around league average. They're not good, but I think they're good enough to win a championship if the matchups break right and if, frankly, they get some luck. Because from a matchup perspective, this is not a good season for them, right? Like, this is a team that doesn't have a lot of rim protection. The team that's going to struggle to protect the basket against certain players who they probably are going to end up facing, right? Like, if they were playing against teams like Houston or Golden State in the past, their switching defense would probably work pretty well. You can't really switch on defense if you're playing against Giannis. You can't really switch on defense if you're playing against Joel Embiid. They're running into the worst possible opponents just based on how the bracket, you know, broke. So I think we're going to really get a good answer to this question of can you win without defense this year, because they're running into the worst possible offense for their personnel. I personally would still pick them. I think their offense really is that good. But Giannis really might average 40 in that series, and Embiid really might average 40 in that series. So we're really going to see just how far a great offense can take a team.
Here in Memphis, the Grizzlies beat the Mavericks last night easily. They're now 36-33. They are guaranteed to finish at least 500 and will probably finish with a winning record. They have secured a spot in the play-in tournament. If you'd have said any of these things in the preseason, I think your average Grizzlies fan would have said, wow, that was a successful year two of Ja Morant, especially given that Jaren Jackson Jr. barely played. But now that we're sitting here in this position, perhaps I'm getting a little greedy, but I'm like, no, this isn't good enough. Go get the go finish eighth in the West. Go play, in theory, the Lakers inside Staples Center next Tuesday, Wednesday. Win that one, and if you lose it, come back home and host either the Warriors or Spurs inside FedEx Forum. Get to the actual playoffs. From an outsider's perspective, is it true, no matter what happens over the next few days, over the next week, that the Grizzlies season should be considered a success, or does what happens from this point forward matter?
You know, this season has been an incredible success for them, honestly. I mean, aside from the result of getting into the play-in despite all of their injuries, just look at all of the micro developments within their roster, like D'Anthony Melton learning how to shoot consistently, right? Dylan Brooks starting to get more consistent, being a better defender. I mean, there are nights on defense where he looks like a totally different player to me. You just look up and down this roster, and you see the development, you see the strong drafting. Like, they came out of this draft with Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman, who both are going to be long-term NBA players. You don't usually get guys that good where they were picked. So I know that obviously there's a temptation to think, well, we were in the play-in last year. We're a young team. We want to be better this year. We want to improve upon it. Improvement isn't always linear, and especially in a conference as tough as the West, I think material playoff success was probably out of the picture this year, especially with all the injuries. Maybe if they'd had Jaren all year, we'd be having a different conversation. But if you just look at what their players have done individually and what they've done as a team, there aren't that many things to be upset about, right? Like, maybe Justice Winslow, that hasn't gone as planned. But other than that, their players are all developing exactly as hoped. You know, Ja Morant looks like, especially when you get the roster right around him, is going to be an all-NBA type player. So I obviously understand that you want to make the playoffs. You want to, you know, get up to number eight at least and have two shots in that plan. But no matter what happens here, this has been a successful season for the Grizzlies. They're on the right path, and I think in a year or two you're going to be talking about them as like a real top four West playoff team.
I think that's the proper assessment. I'm talking to Sam Quinn here from CBS Sports. Okay, Grizzlies on the right path. Is New Orleans on the right path?
New Orleans' situation is a lot more complicated. And the funny thing about it is, like, if you just lined up the rosters, the Pelicans are more talented, right? Like, I mean, no disrespect to Ja Morant, sure, but Zion is on a different level as a franchise-level guy. Brandon Ingram made an all-star team last year. Lonzo Ball's the pedigree as a number two overall pick. Like, you just go up and down that roster, and there's just no good reason for them to be where they are, except for obviously the injuries lately have really affected them. But defensively, they're so much worse than, you know, I think they expected to be. You know, the offense has been inconsistent, especially in the second half as they've kind of lost shooters. But they're really at a crossroads here where they have to decide who is our core and who do we need to go out and get, right? You know, Lonzo Ball's a restricted free agent this offseason. I would say he's going to get something in the neighborhood of $20 million a year, probably a little bit more. And if you sign him to that deal, you basically are committing to, we have three guys at or near the max. That's Lonzo, Ingram, and then Zion when he gets his max extension. That's kind of locking you into a core unless you're willing to make big trades. Personally, if I were the Pelicans, I would be listening to offers on Brandon Ingram. I wouldn't be trading him just for the sake of trading him, but I think we see this a lot in crunch time where you're just thinking, get the ball to Zion. Zion's the guy we want trying to take the shot here. But Brandon Ingram gets so obsessed, you know, with his own bag, with his own, you know, mid-range game, that he kind of takes bad shots that should be going to Zion. So I don't know that that's an ideal fit, especially if Ingram is, frankly, he's regressed a lot on defense over the last couple of years. When he was a Laker, he at times looked like a great defender. So if this is who Ingram is, I would consider looking into a trade. But for now, I mean, the Grizzlies have overachieved. The Pelicans have underachieved. I know there's a little bit of a rivalry there, you know, with the top two picks in that draft. But I would say the Grizzlies should feel a little bit better about where they are, whereas the Pelicans have to make some moves here.
Wrapping up here with Sam Quinn from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, the Grizzlies are going to play the Warriors on Sunday. There's a good chance that will determine who finishes eighth in the standings and who finishes ninth in the standings. But, like, whatever. Let's look ahead. Klay Thompson presumably comes back next season. Steph still under contract. Draymond still under contract. Andrew Wiggins had a big game last night. Do they have enough in Golden State to become a contender again next season, or do they need to make one big move?
I think they should be trying to make one big move, not necessarily because they need to, but because honestly, their young assets just don't look as appealing to me right now as they did a year ago, right? Like James Wiseman, let's just say it, he has all the upside in the world, but he didn't have a great rookie year. That Minnesota pick, all of a sudden, there, I think they have the sixth worst record now. There's a world where that pick is like number seven, number eight, and you're not talking about getting a young star with that pick. So just given the limited upside I see with those young guys and with that pick, I would probably be looking to make another splash and really go for it during this window you have with Steph and Draymond, because honestly, like, any questions that we had about those two guys being able to compete moving forward, they've been answered. Steph is still an MVP caliber player. Draymond is still up there for defensive player of the year. He was campaigning earlier this week. I wouldn't give him the award, but I have him as first team all defense. So if Klay Thompson comes back as something resembling his old self, Wiggins, for all of his faults, is a good NBA player. He's a valuable person to have on a roster. If you can get one more major piece, and I don't think it's going to be somebody at the Bradley Beal level, but somebody in that low-end all-star kind of area, I think you're right back in the championship picture.
That is Sam Quinn from CBS Sports. Make sure you're reading him. CBSSports.com. He is on Twitter, at Sam Quinn, CBS. Terrific as always. I really appreciate your time, buddy. Take care.
Anytime, Gary.
Thanks, brother. That's Sam Quinn from CBS Sports. And as we were talking about what the Lakers might do tonight, it has been announced Anthony Davis will also not play tonight against the Rockets. That game has been pulled off the board temporarily. Before it was pulled off the board, the Lakers were listed as 10-point favorites. This will obviously impact that, but it won't impact it drastically because these types of things rarely do. You know, it'll end up settling in at like Lakers minus 7, Lakers minus,
you know, 7.5, 8. It'll be in that range. You know,
I'm in.
The truth is that the odds, a book can't alter the number that drastically, because then you set yourself up to just get hit on both sides of it. And get people try to middle you, and it just gets – you can expose yourself in ways you don't want to expose yourself. So Lakers were listed as 10-point favorites. Now Anthony Davis not going to play. That number will drop a little bit, but they'll still be favored to beat the Rockets. And that means if they do it, they'll get to 40 wins, at which point they are locked into finishing no worse than seventh, which would mean the Grizzlies and Warriors are actually just fighting it out right now for eighth and ninth. I know that the Spurs can still theoretically get there, but just trust me. By the time we get to – when you wake up on Sunday, here's where we're going to be. The Grizzlies and the Warriors are going to be getting ready to play a game, and the winner will be in the 7-8 playing game, and the loser will be in the 9-10 playing game. That's where we're going to be on Sunday morning. A lot of stuff going to happen between now and then. When you wake up Sunday morning, that's where we're going to be. Wish we'd hurry up and get a tip time for that game.
I think it's going to be late. Because the NBA, remember, it was going to be between noon and 3, but then the NBA came back and said, actually, it's not because teams complained about it. I would assume the Grizzlies are one of the teams that complained about that because it's very unfair to them. I bet it's like an 8 p.m. tip-off or something like that.
Fine with me. Just trying to figure out if I can get 18 holes in or not.
I bet you can, man. I really think it's going to be a later tip for sure.
There aren't many things that make me give up 18 holes on a Sunday. But a Grizzlies-Warriors playing game, tipping early, would be one of those things. So hopefully it is a later tip. Night tip is great. I love things. I get most frustrated at, like, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hate tonight. Mets play today game. Grizzlies don't play tonight.
Yeah, I know the Mets play today game.
They roughed up the Dark Knight, Matt Harvey.
Dude.
It's a sweet moment, though. Did you see him get the ovation?
I did.
He said he was.
I'm happy for the Mets. It's fine. Not the O's year yet. They're still building this thing.
He said he was holding back tears. Matt Harvey did.
That's nice. That was nice.
Now, that could have gone a few different ways. He was a superstar in New York.
Yeah.
And then it just went sideways on him. We got hurt.
Yeah.
But he also had some off the field stuff. Wasn't the most focused individual that you've ever seen.
Correct.
Do you remember he missed a start one time because, like, they couldn't find him?
I remember.
And it turns out his girlfriend had broken up with him, or he had seen her, like, on TMZ with another guy, and he just went and got blasted. They, like, missed a start. Wasn't at the park.
Not a good idea, Matt.
Yeah. Like, that's fine when you got a 2.64 ERA.
Yeah.
But when you're getting, banged around a little bit, you can't get drunk on the day of a game. What are you doing?
No.
What are you doing, Matt Harvey? Anyway, he got banged around today in City Field.
Mm-hmm.
But afterward, he expressed appreciation for the Mets fans. Limited capacity, but still. Fans gave him a nice ovation when he took the mound. And again, when he came up to the plate for the first time. And again, when he started getting banged around. Mets win 7 in a row. It's your first place New York Mets, Bennett.
Congratulations. I'm rooting for you guys. Don't worry.
It's your first place New York Mets.
Yeah.
But they played a day game today. The Grizzlies don't play tonight. So, like, this is one of those bad TV days.
Yeah.
Like, I think last night was perfect. Mets on TV, Grizzlies on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's not perfect.
No, tonight's tough.
I mean, we'll get through it. I'll do other things.
We'll find something else.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
But tonight's not perfect.
No.
We come back. Tennessee last night became the latest state to pass a name, image, and likeness rights bill. It will go into effect in July 2022. So not in a couple of months when some of these others, including Mississippi's, will go into effect. That could put the University of Memphis, University of Tennessee, Vandy, Middle Tennessee, you name it, any of these schools in the state of Tennessee at a competitive disadvantage. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to Gary Parrish Show. Well, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ugh, my stomach.
Don't worry. I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet chick's feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. TV rolls got me a Charmin clean took it. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God ticker. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte, he paired with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your ball. still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Says you don't love me, ayy. I'm guessing I'ma be okay. You say that you don't feel me now. I feel like I'ma live somehow. But love never meant much to me. Love never meant much to me. Love never meant much to me.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm certain you know by now, you better know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise you it's what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. Big bottles, you can get them at most liquor stores in the area for less than $20. If you're into flavored vodka, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, coconut, lemon, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, for any reason, by choice or necessity, it's none of my business. I won't even ask. But for any reason, just get the gluten-free New Amsterdam vodka. Not every vodka company makes a gluten-free vodka. New Amsterdam does. If your local store doesn't carry it, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jeff Coggan's going to be here a little after 5 o'clock. Talk Grizzlies with him. Maybe. Maybe. Right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed the name, image, and likeness bill into law last night, giving college athletes a chance to make money while playing sports. The law requires, this according to the Associated Press, that the pay be proportional to the, quote, fair market value of the athlete's name and likeness. So let's stop here for a second. This is why I'm against any sort of limitations. Because how can you argue what's fair market value for a college athlete when we've never allowed college athletes to do this? How do you know what the fair market value is? How do you know what the fair market value is for a Tennessee? Let's say Tennessee gets good at football again. I know it's far-fetched, but just play along.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of the conversation, play along. Tennessee gets good at football again somehow, someday. And they got a Heisman Trophy winning or candidate quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's Phil Fulmer's Tennessee Vols and Peyton Manning is the quarterback. How do you – what's fair market value for that? I don't know. You want me to tell you how I don't know? Because we never allowed student-athletes to do this before. I'm assuming what they'll try to do is, let's say it's a Memphis basketball player. There will be some board somewhere, whoever has to regulate this stuff, and good luck figuring that out. And they'll say, okay, we know Jaren Jackson Jr. gets X amount of dollars to do a Wing Guru commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So if DeAndre Williams also is doing a Wing Guru commercial, then he has to, his pay must be comparable to what Jaren Jackson Jr. is getting. It can't be 20 times what Jaren Jackson Jr. is getting, because that's clearly going from having an athlete promote your business to you're just throwing money at an athlete to keep him at your favorite school.
Right.
So that's the way this is going to work. I just think it's more complicated than it needs to be.
Don't put, yeah, seems like it.
Don't put caps on anything. Allow anybody to get whatever somebody is willing to give. That has been my position for a while now, but that is not the position of the law that will go into effect in the state of Tennessee. Beyond that, here's the other notable thing. The law will not go into effect until July 2022. Now, I don't want to say that's problematic to any massive level, because a lot of laws aren't going into effect until 2022. California's isn't going into effect until 2023.
Okay.
But there are five states that are going into effect July 1st this year. Mississippi is one of them. Georgia is one of them. Florida is one of them. These are states where there are schools that schools in the state of Tennessee compete against when it comes to recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trust me when I tell you, like, Memphis and Ole Miss fight over football players. Memphis and Mississippi State fight over football players. You know, Tennessee and Florida fight over football players. Tennessee and Georgia fight over football players. In Mississippi on July 1st, in Florida on July 1st, in Georgia on July 1st, student athletes will by law be allowed to accept things that in Tennessee you cannot accept. Now, Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, has said over the past week that his hope is to have a new name, image, and likeness rules on the NCAA's books in advance of July or shortly thereafter. But if they don't go as far as Mississippi's law or as far as Florida's law or as far as any other state's law that's going to affect on July 1st, then it does not create the level playing field that the NCAA says it wants. And so put me in charge. Make me Governor Bill Lee. Boy, would I love to be Governor Bill Lee.
Yeah.
I tell you,
would you?
Well, yeah, just so I could get some things done real quick.
Can you fix our bridge?
I'd love to get that bridge fixed.
Yeah.
Just a little crack, for crying out loud.
It's not that little. You saw those pictures today.
Of course I saw the pictures. It's a little crack.
It ain't that little.
It's a little crack.
Dude.
It ain't nothing Gorilla
Glue. Gorilla Glue ain't fixing that, GP.
I think it could.
No.
I think it could. Man, when's the last time you messed around with some Gorilla Glue?
I feel like recently. You know, I got a little kitty break stuff all the time. We got Gorilla Glue on hand.
I have a hood ornament. That's what it's called. Uh-huh. We struggled finding the name for that last time we talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
One of my little guys quite clearly tore my hood ornament off of my car. Their story is it just fell off. Like, just fell off in the driveway.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
That seems unlikely. But I give them credit. Neither one of them ratted the other one out.
They stood by it.
They've stood strong. Like, you get them in an interrogation situation, they'll usually, one of them will rat the other one out. In fact,
that's impressive.
One will lie on the other one sometimes. Like, I know who did what, and they'll just lie on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one, they've stood strong and just continued to insist that it just fell off in the driveway, Dad. We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
My point is this. It is reattached, my hood ornament. You want to know how?
Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
That's maybe.
If I can reattach my hood ornament, I don't see why we can't fix the Hernando de Soto Bridge with the same stuff. That's my point.
We'll see.
So, yeah, if I were Bill Lee, I'd get this bridge fixed, and I'd get rid of all the Confederate statues immediately,
mm-hmm.
and I'd do a handful of other things as well. And then I'd give him back his job. I don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Just let me get a couple things done.
Yeah.
But one of the things I would get done is I would have put this into effect July 1st, 2021. Why do we have to wait?
Yeah, why not?
Like, why, if Mississippi's going July 1st this year, Georgia's going July 1st this year, Florida's going July 1st this year, why can't we go July 1st this year?
No reason.
There's not a great reason. Like, he might have his reasons, but I would listen to it and I'd go, that doesn't sound like a great reason to me, Governor Lee. So anyway, we do have a bill that was passed. It'll go into effect July 2022, but it should be noted these things can be moved up at any time. Florida had announced a couple weeks ago that their law was going to go into effect July 1st, 2022. Then Mike Norvell spoke up. Other coaches in the state spoke up, and they moved it up to July 1st, 2021.
Okay.
So this could change, but right now, July 1st, 2022 is the target date.
Story number two.
Syracuse transfer Quincy Guerrier announced today that he has now cut his list of possible new schools to four. And the University of Memphis is one of them, which is encouraging. This is a real player.
Yeah.
He's good.
Got him to the tournament, right?
Well, he was part of it.
I mean,
like Buddy Boeheim was the main part of that.
Right, right.
But he was a part of that, certainly. I mean, this is somebody who, as a sophomore this past season, you know, averaged 13.7 points, 8.4 rebounds per game. Shot 49% from the field, and he shot between 49 and 50% from the field in back-to-back seasons. So Buddy Boeheim was the star and the face of that Syracuse team, but Quincy was the second-leading scorer and the leading rebounder. Like, losing him was a big blow to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
I eliminated them from the top 25 and won when he left their program. And if you're Memphis and you're able to get him, he could really be the type of thing that makes me and other people go, okay, now that Memphis roster is a preseason top 25 or top 25 and one team. So this is a significant prospect, somebody who second leading scorer and leading rebounder on an NCAA tournament team. a team that got into the NCAA tournament and advanced. And so, you know, Memphis is one of four remaining finalists for him. Doesn't mean they're the favorite, but if the Tigers can somehow, Penny and that staff, lock this down, it would be a significant addition.
Story number three.
We have a crisis in America.
I've heard.
Chick-fil-A has a supply chain shortage as it pertains to the sauces it is able to offer you when you go through that incredibly efficient drive-thru.
And this isn't just Chick-fil-A sauce, like their branded sauce. This is like all the sauces they offer.
Polynesian.
That's my personal favorite for the nuggets.
I like Polynesian.
I really like the Polynesian.
Zesty buffalo.
Ooh, I like that one too.
I like them all.
I like to, when I get the nuggets, I ask for the Polynesian and the buffalo.
Well, you got to get honey mustard, man.
I don't like honey mustard that much.
Take that back.
No, I don't love honey mustard
that much.
You're
not going to talk about. You're not going to talk like that about honey mustard on this show.
I like honey mustard. It's fine, but I mean, I don't put it on the same level as the Polynesian or the Zesty Buffalo. I just don't.
That is the.
Those are elite dipping sauces.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
I'm just saying.
I'm not telling you that Chick-fil-A has the best honey mustard, because it doesn't. But what I am telling you is that honey mustard is the superior condiment to anything. There's no condiment better than honey mustard.
Hard disagree. I'm sorry.
Dude, I have like four different kinds of honey mustard in my fridge right now.
I think honey mustard's fine. I don't mind honey mustard. I'll eat it. Don't get it twisted. But for me, I'm more of like a barbecue sauce, ketchup, hot sauce.